Lights, camera, action. Okay. You're watching Food is Medicine TV, where we help you heal from the root cause. Magnesium is a magical, miracle mineral that helps you heal from the root cause, and none of us can live healthy without it. It has a role in over 300 biochemical processes in our body, and it is the fourth most abundant mineral in the human body, essential to maintain normal muscle and nerve function, regulate heartbeat, normalize blood pressure, and when it's balanced with other minerals like calcium, it keeps our bones strong. Quick fun fact for you, 60% of the magnesium found in the human body is actually found in the bones. And in case all that wasn't enough, magnesium has been shown to regulate brain receptors supporting cognitive health. It's found in every tissue of our body, and it is all too easily depleted by stress, excessive sweating, medications, diarrhea, or loose stools. We often see at the Whole Journey magnesium very low in those with hormonal imbalances, especially those with issues with their adrenals, thyroid, nervous system, and poor digestion. You're definitely going to be depleted if you have any of those issues. Then we add kind of insult to injury with caffeine, sugar, alcohol, and foods containing phytic acid, like grains that haven't been soaked for 1 to 8 hours before they're cooked. And all of this adds up to affect our magnesium levels. When magnesium is low, we all feel it. We start to get anxiety. We don't sleep as well. It's the inability to cope with stress, right? We can't really relax, and we get digestive trouble. But when we have enough magnesium, the right kind, which we're going to talk about in a minute, in the right amounts, then it's one of the most powerful relaxation minerals. So what happens when we are low in magnesium? Primary symptoms, other than what I just mentioned, that you would know is when you get those little weird muscle twitches, right? They're kind of that annoying eye twitch that comes and goes every now and then. Or you get muscle cramps or even period cramps. Those are signs of the beginnings of magnesium deficiency, and then exacerbated magnesium deficiency is anxiety, the low resistance to stress, the trouble sleeping, and constipation. That's like, okay, we're getting really low now. There are over 300 peer-reviewed studies on the benefits of magnesium, as well as the disease process that the lack of this essential mineral can make worse. Type 2 diabetes, for example, cardiovascular disease, and high blood pressure all have been associated with low levels of magnesium. In hospital settings, magnesium is used to treat irregular heartbeat, also known as arrhythmia, or it's often used as a laxative. Different type of magnesium is used as a laxative before a big procedure. The daily recommendation for females is 310 milligrams a day and 400 milligrams a day for males, but as a clinical nutritionist, I have to say that this recommendation is very low in my eyes, given how many people come to us who are chronically depleted, which is 20% of Americans have a magnesium deficiency. That's 1 in 5 people. The majority of us get under 250 to 350 milligrams of magnesium a day from our diet. So we have to get more from our diet by boosting our leafy greens, making sure we get foods in like banana, avocado, almonds or almond butter, great switch from peanut butter. To make sure you're starting to get more magnesium, people don't think, but potatoes and oregano has a ton, a naturally abundant magnesium. And here's even better news. Dark chocolate is super high in magnesium. For every 1.45 ounces, you get 45 milligrams of magnesium, which is why we crave chocolate when we're stressed. That's no mistake. The body knows what it's doing. Now, magnesium in the adrenals, very important. Low blood pressure is very common with those with adrenal fatigue or imbalanced hormones. And if this is the case, adding too much magnesium can actually lower your blood pressure further. So this isn't like a let's have as much as we possibly can. This is about creating balance. We want you to support yourself with other minerals, especially potassium and sodium. That way we can support thyroid and the adrenals all at the same time. So as you're increasing your magnesium intake, you also want to increase your electrolytes. So add in coconut water, add in like the Good On Ya hydrate powder. This is especially true, the need for electrolytes, if you're taking something called magnesium citrate. A lot of people use the Natural Calm product, and it also is a laxative. That is magnesium citrate. And when we get loose stools, when we have this form of magnesium, we are actually excreting essential minerals and electrolytes in those loose stools. Instead of getting that magnesium absorbed into the body, being used by every tissue in the body. So it's not my favorite form of magnesium to use on a consistent basis. Another great idea, just for all of us to do daily, is to add just a pinch of high quality Himalayan pink salt to your meals or to your water in the morning. This can provide you these essential trace minerals that your cells and tissues need. We don't recommend iodized salt or table salt here at The Whole Journey, just your pink salt and your Celtic sea salt. Now, not all magnesium is created equal. We have different forms of magnesium, and I want you to understand this so you will be able to use them for what your health goals are and pick out the right one for where you are in your health process right now. So we've already touched base on magnesium citrate. Now we'll talk about magnesium sulfate right here, commonly known as Epsom salt, which is a great form of magnesium used for detoxification and relaxation. Makes a wonderful relaxation bath. It's not to be ingested, but it's a wonderful way to refill your magnesium stores and to also detoxify and start to get some relaxation before bed. Maybe add a little lavender to your bath to help you sleep well at night, and then you're going to open up your detoxification pathways as well. Again, I don't recommend it orally. When you take it orally, it can have a near instant diarrhea effect, so hey, don't do that. Then magnesium citrate, which we talked about. This is a cheap form of magnesium. It's most often used for constipation. It can cause electrolyte imbalances, like we just said. Not a really great idea for those who are looking for hormonal balance. Then you have magnesium oxide. This is another form of magnesium that's used for constipation. We would actually prefer the citrate over the oxide for short-term constipation relief. The key here is short-term. I would much rather you use triphala, the Ayurvedic combination of three Indian fruits, for constipation. It's a more natural approach than forcing the release of the intestines. We don't want you becoming dependent on magnesium to be able to use the restroom. So if constipation is an issue for you, make sure you watch our Natural Remedies for Constipation show. We will show you holistic ways to use food to heal that issue from the root cause. Then we have one of my favorite form of magnesium, magnesium glycinate. This is the best form of magnesium for relaxation and sleep, and I have been recommending this for years. This is our go-to in our Adrenal Recode program because it supports brain health and people who are in PTSD, and it really helps the stress response. You may remember why we love collagen peptides so much, due to its high glycine, and magnesium glycinate is where the molecule of magnesium is attached to that amino acid glycine. We love taking 150 to 300 milligrams of magnesium glycinate before bed because clinical studies are showing that this form of magnesium improves sleep quality and duration when taken before bed, helping you fall asleep faster and feel more alert when you wake up the next day. Then there's magnesium threonate. This is an exciting and also another one of our favorite forms of magnesium to use because it's the most absorbable. Remember, it's not what we take, it's what we absorb that moves the needle with our health. And the research is there that magnesium threonate crosses the blood-brain barrier. It's been shown to support cognitive health as well as anxiety and depression. And we know that magnesium is essentially required for the activation of nerve channels in the brain. These nerve channels are required for something called synaptic plasticity, which is essential for memory and cognition. Because magnesium threonate crosses the blood-brain barrier, it is able to permeate the brain and support these receptors more than any other form of magnesium. There you have it, friends, the ABCs of magnesium. Now it's your turn. Did you like this episode? If so, please share it because every human being needs magnesium. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll catch you next time on Food as Medicine TV.